KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. So we go from Perth, Australia, now to Santa Fe, New Mexico, to our good friend Rhiannon Samuel. She's the executive director of Viante of New Mexico up at the New Mexico State Legislative Session. Hi, Rhiannon.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and I hope you're positive. You're up there battling the battles for us and trying to get New Mexico to be a safer place, improve education, and reduce crime. That's the mission of Viante, and you're also a fellow citizen, so how's it going?
It's going. It's a 30-day session, and right now we're about a little less than a week left to go, and temperatures are rising. People are they're under a lot of pressure trying to get their bills through, listening to a lot of other folks' bills go through, and so there's a lot to be done, and emotions are high.
Well, let's start with the budget. How are we doing on getting together a balanced budget for the state?
Well, the budget starts on the House side, and that was just passed last week. There was some controversy around that because this budget was higher than we had ever seen before, with a 7% increase over last year in terms of reoccurring spending. Now it sits with the Senate Finance Committee, and some reports that came out yesterday show that they are about $1 million over budget, which means the Senate is going to have to cut a lot of things that the House put in there and even cut more than what they would be over because they want to leave themselves a cushion. So the Senate has been kicked into high gear this week as they're trying to button that up in the next couple of days because all of our legislators, they're constitutionally mandated to pass a balanced budget.
Well, I'm blessed to know that they're at least interested in, you know, putting everything together with some padding. You know, you mentioned a little extra. But we have a state right now that's really thriving because of the oil gas industry in the southeastern part of the state. And it's a windfall that we don't necessarily normally have or can normally count on. It's a wonderful thing. I think it kind of trickles down from some national and foreign policy things that our president and our leaders in Washington have put together. We're one of the leading producers, if not the leader now, I guess, in the world. So New Mexico's really benefited a lot from that, and the oil and gas revenues are generating a lot of extra money for the state. So good to hear we're working on putting together a balanced budget. Talk to us about Viante's priority bills and what kind of response you're getting to those.
Yeah, certainly. So for the first time this year, we did three bills that we are announcing to legislators would be strong contenders to be graded on when we come out with our scorecard mid-year. The first one is a school budget transparency bill. At this point, there is nowhere for any citizen to go through and see how much a school is spending, where they're spending it. There is some information on the district level, but not granular to the school, and this would help provide that information to people. For crime, we're looking at a bill that is about illegally dismantling stolen vehicles. So this is a bill that is in 15 other states, but not here in New Mexico, where we're number one for property crime, and it holds chop shop owners liable for purchasing stolen vehicles and then tearing them apart and selling those parts. And then finally, for quality of life, we're looking at a bill, House Bill 44. It's called the New Mexico Works and Saves Act. And what it does is it creates a marketplace where employers can go in, find a retirement plan, and then enroll their employees. Now, the employees have the option to opt out, but this helps those folks think more towards the future, saving for retirement, and not putting all their eggs into one basket, per se, and making sure we can pull ourselves out of this poverty that we've seen in our state for so long.
And are you pretty optimistic, Rhiannon, about some of that stuff being passed?
You know, Jim, if I'm being frank with you, it's an uphill battle at this point. They have less than a week to go. Two of the bills that we are looking at, so that crime bill and the education one, are still stuck in the chamber that they were introduced in, meaning they still have to make it to the next chamber and all those committees. So I'm a little nervous about that. The Work and Save Act, now that one's a different story. It went across all the committees in the House, passed the House, only has like one or two more hurdles to go. So I'm hopeful for that one, but I'm not counting out the others yet.
Rhiannon Samuel is the executive director of Viante of New Mexico. Viante is a bipartisan research organization with a mission to improve education, reduce crime, and improve the quality of life for all New Mexicans. Rhiannon loves politics, which, by the way, I don't understand that. We have Tim Fuller, my producer, who's actually running the board here for us this afternoon. He loves politics also. So I guess there's just people that have that in their blood. And I appreciate you because I know you're working hard. Rhiannon, you're trying to get people on a bipartisan level to work on things that, where we have commonality, where we can agree on things. I have to ask this in a way that sounds like I'm talking about children, but maybe I am. Are they getting along in Santa Fe?
Oh boy, Jim, that is a loaded question. I've seen a lot of infighting, not just between the Republicans and the Democrats, but now within the own Democrat Party, you have folks who are pretty progressives, others that are more moderate Democrats. And so, if anything, I'm seeing perhaps more divisiveness, which just gives me more fuel to move the work that we do at Viante forward, knowing that we're not going to get anywhere if we have this infighting and we're not coming to a compromise. We have to compromise in order for our state and our country to move forward. And I'm not discounting that they are capable of that. I've seen glimpses of it with different bills where you have members of opposite parties sponsoring it, but they still have a while to go, and I'm hopeful that they can do it.
Rhiannon, what does your day look like up there? I mean, are you just constantly trying to get people to stand up and cooperate? So you're in meetings and meeting with individuals. How are those relationships going?
Yeah, most of what my day is taking account of what's happening. So I sit in committee meetings morning and afternoon. I monitor the floor sessions, and I report that back to our Viante members. So with the exception of our priority bills, where I do stand up in committee and say, this is bipartisan, please vote on it, I just kind of take an account of what they're doing and report back to the people who count on me to share what's happening, because sometimes it's tough, you know, catching the nightly news, although it's helpful and it seems like it's what we should be doing as citizens. Not all of those headlines are really getting to the heart of what's happening up here, and that's the void that Viante is trying to fill.
And give our listeners an idea how they can be members of Viante, how they can access your website and the information that you're putting out.
Yes, sir. Well, and Jim, you're a member too. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you can go to Viante, VIANTENM.org. You can join there for as low as $10. You get all of this information. I'm learning on a daily basis being here in Santa Fe. I read all the legislation that comes out, so it's 700 pieces of legislation. But we highlight, as a part of Viante, ones that would impact our crime, education, and quality of life issues. Sign up right there on our website. Get the information on the bills, information on really what's happening up here. That way you can be an engaged citizen. And when it comes time to voting, you're voting on somebody who's getting the job done, who's working with others, as opposed to party ID or name ID either. Just let's vote on how they're behaving.
Mm. I shared with you off air in preparation for this via a couple emails. I spoke with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. She's the daughter of a former congressman, Newt Gingrich. He was the 50th Speaker of the House. She's written a book called Our Broken America, Why Both Sides Need to Stop Ranting and Start Listening. And I shared that with you because I want to ask you the same question I asked her. Could somebody in the leadership of our state legislature, our state senate, stand up and say, look, guys, we got 20 bills here. We need to meet until these 20 bills get passed, get it done. We need to cooperate. Who's in? Raise your hand. Could somebody actually do that and get away with it?
In theory, I would imagine so, but I would augment or adjust that approach by having that leader be standing alongside someone of the opposite party to show a united front, rally the troops on both ends and say, we know we can get along. We already have at this high level. Join us. Let's get these things done. I think it's all in the approach that would show how effective it would be.
Well, give us your predictions for the coming week.
I think there's going to be a lot of late nights. There is going to be some tensions, as I had mentioned, with the budget. They're going to have to cut some things out. And so that means there's going to be some judgment calls on winners and losers. And I would anticipate some more hostility, but hopefully we make it out the other end with a balanced budget and a better New Mexico for the year to come.
Outstanding. Rhiannon, thanks so much for being with us on ABQ Connect. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Jim.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.